What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Ahoy there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories, and sometimes meditations. I'm your host, Peter the Meditator, and today we're starting off with a question from a listener named Sadie.
My name is Sadie, and my favorite thing is a unicorn, and my one question is, what if Peter the Pirate showed all of What If World his secret that he was bald?
Sadie, you scallywag. I love you and unicorns too. And it's about time everyone knew what Petey the Pirate's been very successfully hiding under all these awesome hats and wigs. We've got one more question. A write-in on Spotify from Rhea, spelt R-A-I. Rhea's written many questions, and we're very grateful for this one, which reads, what if stars could take people to a meditation planet, or a calm planet of their choice? You heard him, buckos. Take out your astrolabes and let down your bandanas. We've got to muster mindfulness up the mizzenmast if we're to answer these kids' questions today. And old Peter the Meditator will need your help. Let's practice by taking a nice, big, deep breath in and let it out nice and slow. We're about to set sail on a different kind of journey. Not on the sea, but through the stars, and maybe even through our own feelings. We're gonna take a quick break, and then we'll be back to start our peaceful pirate acceptance meditation. Ahoy, you landlubbers. It's me, Peter the Meditator again. I'm still the same old sea dog, just in calmer waters, if you catch me drift. And you see, I've been keeping a little secret under all me colorful pirate hats and amazingly convincing silly wigs. I've a secret that few outside of you have ever suspected. I'm bald. That's right, nothing but bumblebee fuzz on me noggin. And I've been afraid to show the world. I want to show 'em. I plan to show 'em, but every time I try, I get all nervous in me bones. I start to shiver in me timbers. Even on calm seas, I feel a storm brewing inside. But today, before I run out of metaphors to mix, I'm gonna take a deep breath. Let it all out. And do what any pirate does when lost at sea. I'm gonna look up at the stars. And today, you can join me. You're me star meditator. And whether your eyes are gently open or closed, I want you to imagine along with me so we can see the universe together. I lift up me star scoop scope, a magical telescope enchanted by Petrina the Pirate herself and powered by our own sense of acceptance. It lets us see our problems as far off starlight. And then with the scoop end, we can scoop up those problems and turn that starlight into a unicorn, then ride it away to a far off planet. And if that sounds strange to you, remember those are our gifts from our what-ifers today. Like from Sadie, who likes unicorns. So that's what I'll be riding to Planet Perfect later. But your star scoop can shape your problems into any kind of starlight creature you can dream of. I wonder what it might be. A scallywag? A buccaneer? A swab the deck? Okay, now I'm just saying pirate things. So let us peer through the lens of the starscope and gaze deep into space. What do you see? A glittering nebula, a swirl of purple galaxies, a constellation of a treasure chest bursting with sparkly jewels, or maybe something that landlubbers like. But what if I told you that each of these things is actually a problem you've been carrying around, a moment that made you feel sunk, a new challenge on the horizon, a bucko you're worried about? Take a deep breath and let your problems become far off starlight. Accept them and this moment while you breathe out your worries. We all have them. You can't control it all in this great big universe, but you can imagine those problems changing shape before you. Give yourself a little space from them. Now use the scoop end of your starscope, which can gather up all of that magic starlight and shape it into a unicorn of stars, or staricorn if you will. And poof, there it is, scintillating, sparkling, and ready to give us a ride across the universe. It might be strange to think that my worries about me bald head have now become a staricorn, but that's the power of what if, when used to change your perspective. Maybe your staricorn looks different from mine, but either way, hop on its back and let's take off, gliding past moons and meteor showers. And as we soar, take another peek through your starscope. You won't believe what you see. Remember how I told you the scope was powered by acceptance? Now that you've accepted all this nutty nonsense with me, the starscope has cleared away all your problems to show you. Or, in my case, me. Yeah, it's confusing. But when your mind's all bendy and open to the universe, it'll all make a certain kind of strange what-if-y sense. So there I see Peter the Meditator, in all me splendor, like looking at some sort of space mirror. Me bald head's shining like a moon of its own, and swirling round is all me favorite headwear. My puffy clown wig, my dashing admiral's cap, the magic banana peel that Mr. Business sold to me and told me to wear as a hat in order to get a wish, but it just turned to black slime, and even so, it's still my third favorite hat. It's like I can see all of the different sides of me. A fella who likes to try new things and find a fresh new me in everything I do and wear. Now it's your turn. Close your eyes if you like. Take another breath in. And as you let it out, see yourself through the scope, all made of stars and wonder. What do you love most about what you see? You are as you are, bursting with possibility. Not perfect, but perfectly you. Shining with your own inner starlight. And now we land. The Staricorn has taken us to Planet Perfect, a place I visit when I need a little perspective. It's a planet of icy calm, in glistening stone, where time moves like molasses. And molasses don't move at all because it's frozen. But it's still pretty fun to lick. Yum. A gentle disclaimer to the future astronauts in our audience. If a staricorn ever set you down on a glacier that looks like frozen molasses, don't lick it. I got lucky this time. But it is Planet Perfect after all. Now I stand and see all around me. Shimmering ice and a calm but freezing breeze. Yet the magic of the staricorn keeps me warm. When I look up, I can't even see Earth's sun. All I see is the vastness of the cosmos and a nearby moon shining like me own bald head. This planet of frozen treats is seemingly impossible. But when I think about it, so am I. I only came to be after thousands of generations of pirates and millions of years of evolution before the first pirate walked the Earth. And billions of years of incredible cosmic coincidence helping our little blue planet support life. That makes each of us astronomically unlikely. And that means You are a miracle. Never let anyone make you think otherwise. I know I'll never be perfect, and I don't just accept that. I'm grateful for it. Perfection would mean nothing new, nothing changing, nothing unknown.
Could be cozy for a few days, but after that, I'd be bored silly.
Nar. These little trips to Planet Perfect are plenty. And trust me, even this place ain't truly perfect. You have to listen to my voice for one, and it's only quiet here because the planet's barely a billion. I don't know much about biology, geology, or any ologies other than piratology, but in one day, or maybe in a million years, something big will happen, and this planet will start bawling like the baby it is. It'll become Planet Imperfect, like all of the others, and yet still entirely its own, just like you and me.
I don't yet feel ready to show everyone who I am, but I want to.
And sometimes that's enough to get started. There's a sea shanty in my soul, and it's time I let it out. Reach out to pet your staricorn with me. Feel its warm, sparkly light. The power of accepting yourself as you. Oh, I'm as peaceful as Planet Perfect. As serene as space itself. I am worthy. I am wonderful. I am me. And just like that, the staricorn takes us back. For me, that puts me on the deck of me flying pirate ship. Come on along with me as I sail over New What City. And behold, as I take one last deep breath and doff me puffy clown wig, revealing the wonder that is me. I call out to all the people around, flying through the city center, traffic moving in every direction, but stopping to behold my wonder. It's time ye all see the real me. Petey's as bald as a bumblebee.
We know, Rag.
You're beautiful.
But bees are furry.
Not on their heads, they aren't. I call to the people as they stare up at me. Or down. Or left or right. They're really everywhere.
It's just bees are a weird choice.
His body's pretty hairy, so it kinda makes sense.
But bee bristles are made of chitin, not hair.
Really? That's so interesting.
Hey, aren't you all supposed to be focused on my beauty right now? Accepting me as me and all that.
Huh?
Some of us are still confused by the bee thing.
Will you get your ship out of the way?
You're obstructing traffic.
Did you say I'm absolutely terrific? Well, thank you. Everyone beeped their horns at me in celebration, showing support in all the many strange ways of city folk.
Seriously, get out of the way.
Aw, let him have his moment.
He doesn't know the first thing about bumblebees.
The stars seemed to shine even brighter. Or maybe it was all the headlights of the vehicles above me. But either way, I could see the gathering crowds looking on in awe. And off in the distance, shiny blue and red starlights were making their way towards me with a celebratory wailing sound.
Those are police cars!
You seriously need to move your ship.
It seems a few folk in New What City could learn a lesson from Peter the Meditator. Let's all take a deep breath and breathe in the starlight that is us, for we all need light to grow, and my head can reflect enough for all.
Who are you?
Why are you still here?
Does anyone know where I can get a good bagel?
Yeah, you're gonna go left, then take a down at 3rd Street. You'll see bagels dozens on the right.
You wanna take 2 lefts, then an inn at Euclidean Way. Try Farm to Bagel.
Yar! I'll think of ye all as I depart to enjoy me bagel.
Are you still here?
And as I sped away from all these friendly flyers, I thought maybe I would buy myself one of these bagel hats they were all raving about.
For bagel hats, you really want big lids on Inverted Avenue.
Yar! To the Garment District. But before I go, let me leave you with this. Take a moment every now and then to accept and love your beautifully imperfect self. And if your problems are pressing up on you, take out your star scope and look at them from a distance. Find your strength. See your inner light shine before you. And even if it doesn't get you all the way ready, all you have to do is take that next step. Now take one last breath with me. You're doing great, matey. I hope you enjoyed your peaceful pirate acceptance meditation. Visualizing a staricorn that sweeps you away to a distant planet to put everything in perspective might help you feel acceptance.
Or maybe it'll make you feel
the easy, strange befuddlement of a sleepy mind to help you get your rest. However you use these meditations, or whatever you imagine differently for you, you can be proud of yourself for taking this time to just be. Did this meditation make you think of something that you need to talk out with someone else? Is there a problem you've been carrying around? A worry you couldn't quite put into perspective before? Or maybe you need help with now? Talk to your grown-up about it. Let him know if you want him to be more of a listener or a problem solver. Because sometimes just saying these things out loud is enough. I'd like to thank Karen and Eric O'Keefe, co-creators of What If World, Miss Lynn, our producer, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who are accepting of others and of yourself. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
Gilbert House Children's Museum supports ICANN Radio. With 20 hands-on exhibits located in 5 historic houses of Salem, we provide the opportunity for children to learn through creative play and discovery. For more information, visit acgilbert.org.